Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Buddy Chris Raybon joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He's the senior editor for the Action Network. Chris, how you doing, man?
How's it going, Bill?
We are doing extremely well. I wanted to ask you, starting right off, obviously there's some big games this weekend, mainly in the latter portion of the day. But right now, who's seeing the most action? Is it this big game between the Packers and the 49ers, or is it a game that's completely like blown out of proportion, so to speak?
It looks like right now it is the Baltimore, it's the Monday night game. So people love to bet on these primetime games, and it's actually a little surprising because usually you might see people, kind of getting their Sunday action in first and then going to the Monday. But we already have over 5,000 bets on this Baltimore Ravens at LA Rams game, and that's leading the way.
Wow. I got to ask you, I got a couple people listening to us down in Chicago, and one buddy said to me, how in the world can the Bears be giving up 6 to the Giants? Now, the Giants' defense kind of stinks. The Bears' offense hasn't been able to do much. If I'm a betting man, am I jumping all over the Giants to getting 6?
You know, it's a tough one. I think you probably have to because, I mean, you have that, you know, what you just alluded to. You have the angle of, like, the Bears and Matt Nagy still not very confident in the kicking situation. So you have a number of factors that play. The Giants also coming off of a bye. Right now, we are seeing the public betting on the Giants at a 65% clip, but 76% of the money on the Giants. So some bigger bets indeed. Coming in on New York, you know, it's just the Bears right now are just not really in a position to cover these big spreads, even in good matchups like this.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And actually, is it at 6 now, or did it start at 7? It opened at 7, right?
Yeah, it opened at 7, down to 6. It's been at 6 pretty much most of the week. But yeah, the bigger money still coming in on the Giants.
I like the fact that the Rams are given 3, but the Rams are at home. The Ravens, one of the best teams in the AFC, if not the best team in the AFC, they're getting 3 on the road. Is that only for the fact that it's an East Coast team going to the West Coast?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Rams defense has been a little better since Jalen Ramsey got acquired. And, 3 points is still a lot, you know, given a team is going on the road. You know, that really means that if they were back at home, it might be something like a 6-point spread the other way. So 3 points is no small feat for the Ravens. We are seeing 80% of the public backing the Ravens, 77% of the money. So it's pretty one-sided there. And the Ravens have been a lot better since Jimmy Smith, the cornerback, has come back a few weeks ago. And it just looks very tough to stop them right now. And we know Jared Goff, kind of a mistake-prone quarterback. If he has to throw the ball, they didn't really have to much against Chicago, but if the Ravens are able to score some points, Rams are going to have to put it in the air at some point.
So another game that I was watching is you started out at 3, and now it's down to basically 1. The Eagles giving 1 to the Seahawks. The Seahawks going from West Coast to East Coast, never an easy task, but basically it's down to a pick 'em, but a majority of the money, I would assume, is coming in on Seattle, right?
Actually, so Seattle is—they're getting the majority of the bets by far. They're another one. They were the trendiest underdog pick. It looks like the Ravens have kind of, So the Seattle Seahawks are the trendiest underdog. The Ravens are the most popular pick. It looks like of the week, but yeah, Seattle getting 77% of the bets, only 65% of the money though. And you kind of mentioned it. It's a tough spot for Seattle a little bit. They're traveling across the country. Number one, but number two, I think the matchup to really watch here is they lost their starting center, Justin Britt, a couple weeks ago. They've had Joey Hunt filling in there. He hasn't been very good, and he's going up against Fletcher Cox, and that's going to be a really tough matchup for the Seattle Seahawks. And remember, Philadelphia also one of the better run defenses in the league. Seattle loves to run, so might be a tough spot for Seattle. We know Russell Wilson always kind of bails them out of these situations, but could be a game where the under hits because you also have Philadelphia's offense really struggling to create any explosiveness and also a little bit banged up as well.
Also, you got the Cowboys and the Patriots. Another big game coming up. Cowboys getting 7 going into Foxborough. This I can understand. It's almost I would assume a lot of the bets are coming in on the Patriots for this one as well to cover that.
Yeah, 61% of the bets on the Patriots, 63% of the money on the Patriots. So this is one where the Patriots, listen, you know, they're struggling a little bit on offense. The defense is still good. But they tend to, there's a large body of work that suggests that, you know, the intangible factors tend to favor them. They cover in this spot, you know, in Foxborough as a favorite of 17 or less, you know, well above two-thirds of the time. And then Jason Garrett on the other side, when Dallas is facing a winning team, you know, he has covered at, you know, under a 40% clip with Dak Prescott. So these situations, the intangible factors, I think, all favor New England. If you just looked at the two teams on paper, I think it's a little bit closer. But, you know, I think that's what people are betting on, these kind of intangible factors that we've come to know with Pat.
Talking with Chris Raybon of the Action Network, giving us a little bit of the advice on the lines that are coming up this weekend. Another one that's interesting, the Falcons have gotten some wins and have looked a lot better. They went from giving away three. The spread's gotten a little bit bigger. Now they're giving away four, and it seems like a lot of the bets are now coming in on the Falcons as well. Are people starting to believe in the Falcons all over again?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, during the bye, or even a little before the bye, they made some changes to the coaching staff on defense. Kind of Raheem Morris goes over to from wide receiver coach to defensive back coach, and Dan Quinn gave up some of the play calling duties, and it started to help. And you are seeing 70%. Of the bets on the Atlanta Falcons as 4-point favorites over the Bucs. However, 61% of the money, so about 9% less of the money on the Falcons. At some point, you know, you got to figure that, you know, they can't keep this up. They still do lack some talent on that defensive side of the ball. And I think at the end of the day, when you see a number at four, you're usually going to see the sharp bets coming in on that underdog, because you figure probably ends up could be a field goal game. And like we saw that last night with the spread of 3.5 for the Houston Texans, and they, of course, win the game by 3 points. So it's usually the sharper side to just take the points in these situations when it's a little bit above a field goal.
Then you've got, you had a really bad team in the Denver Broncos going on the road to take on the Buffalo Bills, and I was kind of looking at some money spreads on this. And this one intrigued me because I thought for sure a lot of the bets would be all over the Bills in this one, giving away four. What is it about the Bills that people aren't believing in with only getting 51% of the bets?
I mean, think about it. Who do they play? Who have they beat? You know, I think their best win came against Tennessee, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've had kind of that same schedule with New England where it's just been a cakewalk, you know, that AFC East schedule. And you know, they did hang close with the Patriots, but they lost to the Eagles, one of, you know, a 500 team essentially at this point. And they really haven't had many quality wins to speak of. And so another one where, you know, you're weighing four with Buffalo, and sharp side is just taking that the other side, thinking probably ends up a field goal game or worse. 51% of the bets on Buffalo, only 37% of the money. And Denver hasn't been quite as bad, I think, as we think either. They also lost a couple of close games. And Brandon Allen hasn't been a complete disaster.
And then, obviously, the Packers. It started out at 3.5. The Packers were getting, now they're getting just 3. It's gone down a little bit. It seems like a majority of the bets are coming in on Green Bay. Is that just the Aaron Rodgers effect?
Yeah, I think so. This one kind of surprised me because, you know, if you just kind of look at it objectively, a 3-point spread in favor of the Niners would mean on a neutral field, you would say these two teams are equal. But the 49ers' point differential this year is about triple Green Bay's. So I do think the 49ers are the better team. But, you know, right now we're seeing a lot of the sharps kind of hammering the Packers, 53% of the bets and 63% of the money on Green Bay. So, you know, I think, you know, the injury factors for the Niners also come into play a little bit, but this one kind of surprised me because I do think the 49ers are the better team.
Chris, always good to chat. Look forward to next week. I know people can find you over at the Action Network. Just go to Action Network, download the app. There's plenty of advice there, plenty of picks, all the bets, all the lines, everything's right there at the Action Network. And they can also find you on Twitter as well.
Yep, at Chris Raybon.
At Chris Raybon. There you go. Good stuff. Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk again next week.
All right, Bill, take care.
All right, buddy, talk to you soon. There you go. Chris Raybon on the Action Network. You can download the Action Network app right now. Find Chris, talk to him about maybe some wagers you may want to be placing. It's always good, always informative as well. We always appreciate him joining us each and every week. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Delivery available free all weekend long. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, all you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com and get some of that deliciousness delivered right to you, right in the grill. Oh, sit back, relax, and watch a game, and you're good to go. It's that good. From our friends over at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, they are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.